Okay, so here's the feedback for the last group body talk session. Before I continue, I just want to remind you that not all the links that come up will necessarily be relevant to everyone, but a lot of them will be common to all of you, and whichever ones resonate with you will be effective, or whichever ones are relevant to you will be effective for you. All right, now the theme of this session was to move from resistance to acceptance. And I had expected it to be around, you know, resistance within relationships or to projects or commitments or something along those lines. And then what came up was actually quite a surprise, as it was all around resisting our authentic self, which shouldn't surprise me, as this is the whole focus of my work at the moment, of the book that I'm writing. And because there is a very strong call for all of us at this time to awaken to our truth and to our authenticity. Okay, so the energetic sense that I received, that I got of all of you when I started, was I saw a whole bunch of people. So this is how I often receive like a, when I work in a mental space that I create for myself, like a mental workshop. And then I bring people in and I see how they come in. It often is quite useful. And in this case, I saw a whole bunch of people hurrying in and not even like looking down at phones and looking up in the sky, but not really present, and tripping over things and not even looking back to see what did I just trip over. So it's like there are these obstacles, but there's a disconnection with the obstacles, and there is a refusal to connect with the struggle and the challenges, even though those can be very enlightening. And then also it looked like some people were almost wearing blinkers that one would have on a horse, so that it's very difficult to actually see anything. Okay, so the session itself, first off, the session focused on releasing a fear of being vulnerable with others. And I then had to do cellular repair. So now cellular repair is working with the cell structure and the DNA and the material within the DNA, because the genetic code that we are born with does not have to stay the same. So in some cases it mutates into something negative, which like a cancer cell, or what this does is it's the messaging is to the genetic code that it does not have to continue the way it is, because there's some aspect of the code that is no longer relevant and needs to be worked out of the system as such, as the, because all of our material, genetic material, is constantly regenerating itself. So the with cellular repair, we're saying, well, repair yourself each time you generate yourself, regenerate, so that this particular aspect is no longer duplicated. Now, in this case, we're looking at epigenetics, which is the fact that our cells are deeply influenced by our environment, and particularly by societally held beliefs, which have a strong power and energetic force to them. So in this case, we're looking at the belief of putting on a brave face, that it's necessary to put on a brave face. And working with that held belief at a genetic level, so that is no longer duplicated and held within the genetic code. Okay, so that was linked together with the fear of being vulnerable with others. Then parallel to that, we worked with fear causing a need to be in control and releasing all the beliefs that create that fear and the belief that it's necessary to be in control, because vulnerability is often seen as not being in control. And then linking that to, and what I mean by vulnerability is the ability to be authentic, to be honest with the self and with others. All right, that then links to the pineal gland, and we're bringing in there the consciousness of spirituality. This is an awareness that moves away from local self to a non-local. So in other words, it's a sense of being connected to something much greater, which also includes a connection to everyone around us. Okay, then bringing in a fear to be released, which is the fear of being discovered. So almost the idea that if you had to stand out or stand up in your truth, that somehow you would be discovered, there would be something negative that would be discovered. So it's like, what's that word, imposter phenomenon or whatever it's called, where there's a belief that somehow what others see is not going to be who you actually are, or that you don't measure up. There's a fear that you're not going to measure up. Okay. That there'll be fault found if you had to stand out. Okay, so releasing that fear. Then that was all tapped out. The next formula, I had to do a group matrix in the whole group, and we worked on the relationship of each of you to each other, and this will be a mirror of the relationships in general within our greater environment. And in this case, it was necessary to have everyone facing inwards towards each other. And it almost felt as if everyone had their arms up towards the sky, kind of like just an openness and a declaration of, this is me. This is me. And I am happy to be me. This is good. And kind of declaring that, but also being vulnerable in doing that. Then linking that to the armpits and bringing in the consciousness of protection. So, because what originally happened was I visualized everyone in that circle, but everyone had their backs to each other and they had their arms tightly crossed across their chests. And if you look at that, often you'd have your arms almost under your armpits when your arms are crossed. This is a very self-protective gesture. And so it was releasing this need to protect the self from fear of rejection, fear of not being good enough, fear of being judged, fear of criticism, etc. And these are the reasons why we resist standing in our truth, because we are afraid that our truth will not be good enough. All right, then linking all of that to the belief, I have worth. Interesting, it's not I am worthy, but I have worth. In other words, who I am offers something to everyone else. I have worth. And then parallel to that, a little parcel of releasing fear around the increasing pace of time. So it's interesting because a lot of people mention this, the sense that time is increasing. Interestingly enough, I was reading something the other day that spoke about how the frequencies are speeding up, energy frequencies, and things are in a sense speeding up, because it's also with increased frequencies there's increased consciousness, and this is feeding into this aspect of us being pushed to awaken to our truth and let go of all the masks that we have put on and all the roles that we've taken on to be safe. And then that linked to the back around being centered within the self. All of that was, and then the consciousness of that whole, this whole formula was around being centered. Centered in the self. This is me. I am good enough. I have worth. That was then all tapped out. I then worked with an active memory event. So this is an event that holds emotion. And we worked particularly here with an event that either has happened for some of you or is yet to come, but it is a glimpse into the consciousness of your authentic self. So an awareness of, oh, this is who I actually am. And for some of you, it may have been within relationships, within struggles, within dreams. Some of you, you may well be far along that path. For some of you, that is yet to come. And we're working with that event, the idea of this. And the reason that it doesn't matter if it's past or present is because if you look at, again, energetically, time isn't actually linear. It's all parallel. And everything is one. So whether it's past or present doesn't matter. It still impacts on you now. And linking that to the endocrines, those are your glands that are responsible for release of hormones in your body, bringing in a consciousness of time there. And then the whole focus on this little parcel was the evolutionary drive and our ability to accept this evolutionary drive that is constantly pushing us to evolve into our greatest and highest selves. Then parallel to that, we worked with, this is sort of very interesting. So usually I work on, if I work with a primary matrix, it's working with your energetic blueprint, and you have a feminine and a masculine, because all of us have feminine and masculine energies. In this case, I had to work on the feminine matrix of the collective conscious. So if you had to imagine that every single person in the world, all of us together have one energy, one, we're all one. The collective conscious is a oneness. Okay. So we looked at almost, I had to work on the feminine aspect or the feminine blueprint of this collective consciousness, and I had to repair it. And basically what that means is that there's a massive move within this kind of tendency for people to awaken and to stand in the authentic self. There is a move away from the masculine way of doing things, which is often linear, logical, rational, driven. It's around control and a kind of dominating power. Whereas the feminine is a very different kind of power. The feminine power comes from a place of being connected, from interbeing, intuition, creativity. So this is becoming a bigger and bigger focus, and men and women alike are finding themselves pulled more towards the feminine aspects of life and a feminine way of being. And so this is repairing for everyone this tendency to have an imbalanced masculine drive. And now it was interesting, I listened to a talk the other day where someone said, there's a quote, something along the lines of, this is by the Native American tribe, I didn't have a chance to research this. I wanted to actually come home and research it. But the quote is something along the lines of, the bird of humanity is only flying with one wing. And so the bird is basically flying in circles. It's flying only with the masculine wing. It's not flying with the feminine wing. And it needs both to stay afloat and to fly effectively. And this is, all of us need this in our whole society and way of life and being needs this. And to be in our authentic self means balancing the feminine and the masculine. It means being in touch with our authentic self. It means being in touch with vulnerability, intuition, being connected to our bodies, connected to our needs. And that's essentially what this whole session is about, with a focus on acceptance of yourself, the good and the bad, because there is no, it's not necessarily bad. It's you need both. You need the light and the dark. You need the fear and the courage. Courage is doing something despite having the fear. There's a little bit of each in everything. It's both and, it's not either or. And it's about being able to accept all aspects of ourselves and not resist certain aspects of ourselves. So there you go. Very lovely session. Thank you all for the opportunity to do this. And may it serve you all very well.